Welcome to 2010. I'm pretty bubbly now, but it's because I'm no longer celebrating welcoming in the new year. But as such, both Penn and I are still a little, we're in recovery, okay? But that's just a bonus for you, because we've got some more bonus bits from our clip show last week, which, you know, we worked out and it ran like 100 and something minutes last time. And we've got the other things that we couldn't trim out of that as a bonus jack for you. Mostly because I'm, like I said, recovering, but also preparing to head out to Vegas for CES. So excited. Can't wait to go. And remember, if there are things that you want me to check out for you, reporting back, because you know we do this for you, while I'm out there at CES, make sure that you send me those questions. You can either hit me up using our email address, questions@esh.mobi, or you can hit me on Twitter, twitter.com/ninjasista, with an H. With an H on the end, people. And make sure that I make CES as much your CES as it is my CES. That makes sense, right? Yeah. So, without further ado, enjoy the bonus bits. Podcast is toast.
Yeah, it seems kind of toast to me.
Yeah.
Hey.
So, I'm gonna ask Magic Mystic Girl, since, you know, you've missed a couple of recordings first, what you're gonna do with your toast so you can get kind of back in the groove.
I'm gonna be boring. I'm just gonna eat it.
Alright, that works. Okay, eating the toast is what it all eventually comes down to. Panda.
Actually, I think I'm going to give it to somebody else because I'm having maki.
Ooh.
Mm.
You know, I could really go for some miso soup right now. Oh my god, my finger just locked again and it hurts. Why do I always do that? All right.
What are you doing with your toast? You want to turn it into a band-aid?
I want to turn it into a split so I'll stop jamming my finger. No. I'm going to take my toast, actually. And I am going to use it. I'm going to make bruschetta with my toast, actually.
Ooh,
so I'm
going to
do it a little extra well done. And top it off with some olive oil and some mozzarella and some tomatoes.
Yummy. Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds delish.
After my toast, though, I'm going to wait a half hour and then I'm going to play DDR. Because I figure if it works for swimming, it'll work for DDR.
Don't want to cramp up, right?
Yeah, that's the idea.
All right.
I'm going to turn my toast into a turntable and make a game called DJ Toast Hero, where you toast your bread to the beat, and if you do it right, people will om-nom it, and you win.
Oh, my God.
But if you only do so well, if you only get, like, 4 pieces of bread, people will put them together like PB&J sandwiches and take them to work. So, I mean, that's awesome, but not nearly as awesome as om-nomming right then.
Okay.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to take my toast and try to use it to find Shambhala. And
well,
hopefully I won't get
those fake Yeti things. Yeti.
I'm worried about the Yeti. I don't know that my toast can stand up to the Yeti. They're kind of badass.
They're not Yetis.
I'm going to say this podcast is toast.
Yeah, I think it's toast too.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to offer it to Xbox in hopes that they'll give me my fucking gamer tag pen.
Oh, honey, if only it was as simple as giving them toast.
I know.
It's not.
Don't throw your toast out for something that's just not.
All right, then I'll eat it because I'm hungry.
Good girl.
With some butter.
Okay.
Some steaming hot guilt.
Piping hot fresh.
What are you doing with your toast?
I'm going to take my toast, and I think I'm going to put some garlic butter on it.
Yeah.
Fry it in the skillet a little bit, get a little bit crusty, kind of pan-seared there, and have it with some pasta.
You always have it with pasta.
I like garlic bread with my pasta, and I'm not going to be ashamed of that.
All right, don't be ashamed.
I'm not.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I think I'm going to make a pride of toast, and I'm going to shoot it and put it on
Facebook. You're going to shoot your toast and put it on Facebook.
Yes.
What you just said?
Yes. No, I'm going to put it on Facebook and DeviantArt, because my DeviantArt is up, people. Want to see some black and white pics that Panda's taken? Not of herself, obviously, because I have to hold the camera. Lady Rich 23. Check it out. What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to fling it at you like a shuriken.
Why? You're wasting your toast.
No, I'm utilizing my toast. My toast has a high utilization number. It's like 93% utilization. Exactly.
So with that, I guess we're going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah.
It's pretty toasty.
Yeah, it's pretty toasty.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I am going to make my toast of triple bento box lunch of love.
Okay. All right.
And then I'm going to sing to it. I'm going to compose an aria about toast.
Okay.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm just going to eat my toast because you're crazy. And
this game makes me crazy. I need medication.
So with that, I'm very happy to say that this podcast is toast.
Why?
Because I feel like I need to go to church and confess.
Well, tomorrow's Sunday.
So it would be apt time.
Yeah.
So what are you doing with your toast?
I can't tell you.
Oh, dear God.
I'm just kidding, you guys. I don't rape toast. I eat toast.
Toast rape is wrong.
I'm going to put some butter on it and
don't rape it.
I'm going to eat it. Because that's what you do with toast.
Oh, Jesus.
That's what you do with toast. You eat it.
Yes. Yes, you do.
What are you going to do with your toast?
I'm just going to crumble it up on a salad and eat it.
So you're still eating it.
I am. But I wasn't talking about hentai gangbang rape.
No gangbang.
Yet. You still have an episode.
Maid rape.
Stop it.
Sorry.
That's wrong.
Sorry.
You know, if I was like you, and
okay,
I'm at home with no job and no bills and the ability to be on school break and have all day to myself, yeah, I would be on the All Games forums and on our site like 24/7.
Okay.
But, you know, I have a job and I have bills and, you know, people actually like to do things with me in the real world socially. So I choose to do that.
People like to do things with me in the real world, too.
I know, but you typically tell them that you can't.
No, that's not true. These last 3 days, I've been out every night.
Oh my God, that's a 3-day streak. I'm so proud of you. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalish. Wait, what about our toast?
Well, I didn't think you were going to do anything with your toast. I mean, you should eat it because you're still a little But
I'm going to eat it with some more booze.
No, don't. No. No more booze.
I'm getting wasted.
Only
bitches.
Drink if you're 21, people. Otherwise, I don't want to hear about it. I'm just going to eat my toast as well. Going to put a little butter on it, you know, because I like a little butter on my breakfast toast. And, yeah, it's going to be yummy in the tummy.
Okay.
All right. So with that, I think we're going to have to call this podcast toast.
Yeah, it seems kind of toasty to me.
So what are you going to do with your toast?
I'm going to turn it into a potato and put some cheese.
Really? Are you an alchemist?
No, I'm a mystical, magical panda. I can do what the fuck I want.
Wait, when did you become a mystical, magical panda? Did you eat Magic Mystic and that's why she hasn't been showing up for podcasts?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because you weren't a mystical, magical panda before.
Yes, I was. I just didn't use my powers then.
No, you were just a cute little panda.
No. All right, you need to. No, I've always had. We've had this discussion. I've had the hovering power.
Oh, that's not really a power.
Yes, it is.
Hovering really isn't. We've had this discussion. I remember.
It's hovering really, is a power.
It's an ability, but it's not really a power. Are you gonna hover over and like defeat robbers because you're hovering over them menacingly?
If they're midgets,
not so much.
If they're midgets, yes.
Yes, because you can only hover. It's not like you can fly.
No, I can fly. I'm just scared of heights, so I don't.
I don't think a hovering panda is really going to thwart anything. So again, not so much.
I am a magical power. Panda, so shut up.
You might be a magical
panda. I have powers.
Okay. I'm going to take my toast and use it.
Wait, I didn't even get to finish what I said I was going to do to mine.
You said you're going to turn it into a potato.
I'm going to turn it into a potato, put some cheese, some bacon, and some scallions, and some sour cream, and then I'm going to eat the fuck out of it.
Sure you are. Okay, magical panda.
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to take my toast, and I'm going to turn it into a lie detector. And oh, look at that. That shit just went way off the chart.
You can't do that.
I can because I'm a magical ninja.
You have to turn foods into other foods.
I don't have to. I can bend
something mechanical.
If you can bend
mechanical things.
Time out. If you can change things at their molecular level, so can I.
Yeah, but I didn't turn mine into a machine.
I need is oxygen in order to make oxides, in order to make metals. And I've got it in my toast. Thank you very much. So if you can turn yours into a potato, I'm just going to turn mine to something more practical. And turn it into a lie detector. Because I'm a magical, mystical ninja.
You're a ninja. You're already mystical. You don't need magic.
Oh, I do. Because you have it.
And because sisters, I have it, you have to have it?
Absolutely. We're sisters. It's in the genes.
Can I have it?
Can I have it?
Can I have it?
Okay.
The back of your head is ridiculous.